You are listening to episode 804. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth to really master it throughout a week-long series using different meditation techniques customized especially for that topic. And I want to congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. Never underestimate what you're doing for yourself each time you show up and sit down and meditate. It's one of the best ways to calm your mind and body. And as you go through this week's meditation series, we are on a Thursday's meditation, so we're on part 5 of the series. And you can head over to my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can just go over to the podcast tab and look for this week's series, which is the Slow Down Meditation series. And there you'll find all the techniques, the references, resources, and the meditations waiting there for you, as well as an invitation to join a free private Facebook group where meditators from around the world meet and listen to the meditations just like you do. And we go through a weekly challenge together each week as we focus on the topic. And you can also send me a message on my Sip and Om Facebook page. Just message me personally and say, hey, please add me to your group, and I will absolutely do that. Well, in this week's Slowdown series, we are following some principles in Ari Mizell's book that he released recently called The Art of Less Doing. And this is one entrepreneur's journey on how to live a beautiful life. And we had an interview with Ari over on Thursday's episode. So that was episode 802. You can listen to that. And he explains how his mission in life is to help people optimize, automate, and outsource their lives so that they can have more time to do the things that mean the most to them. So you do less by doing this outsourcing, automating, and optimizing so that you can spend time with family, friends, whatever it is that you want to be doing. And he talks about in the interview how it's important to realize that we're at a point where we're receiving so much information, unlike we've ever experienced before throughout history, with so many different advances in technology, especially regarding information. We now have access at our fingertips to a plethora of information, and it's often overwhelming and distracting. And even though we have this information, if we don't do something with it right away, we can lose it, forget it, and maybe later on when we want to access that information, we have to search for hours trying to find it. So instead of organizing physical goods and all the different physical things in your life, you may organize in drawers and closets and different baskets that you may have bought at the Container Store or IKEA or wherever you buy your organizational gadgets, we now are at a point where we have so much information that we need to organize. So it's not so much the stuff in our life, the physical items that overwhelm us, as of course clutter can certainly overwhelm you, but it is the mental clutter as far as distractions, emails, you're not sure what to do with them, you're not sure how to respond, great information you come across and you think, oh, I would like to remember this, but you're not sure where to put it or what to do with it. And so he suggests creating an external brain where you use an app such as Evernote, and this is what I use for myself. You create files of the different top distractors that you have. My files include anything with health, tea, meditation, anything I come across that really catches my eye that I always want to save and go back to. I used to just lose that information. Now I organize the best information into files. And so it's right there at my fingertips. You can even do a search in Evernote, I think with maybe the upgraded version, and search for certain keywords to take you exactly to where you want to go within your own curated content. So in today's episode, I want to mention his principle of tracking. So Ari believes that if you don't track your life, meaning track where you spend your time, because your time is your life, then it's pretty hard to understand clearly where you may be wasting your time and where you may be spending too much time. And this is where you can feel overwhelmed, as though things are just getting out of your control, spiraling out of your control, and you can't keep up. And when you allow yourself to slow down and take this chance, this time to reflect on what is important to you, your goals and what's important to you, and create systems such as in Evernote, as I just mentioned. Those could include files of important topics you want to pursue that are important to you. And then to consider how you're spending most of your time in these different pursuits. Maybe you're not pursuing them and you feel as though your life is just passing you by, and you wake up each morning and you're just not very excited about what you're doing. You might not be happy with your job, or the people around you could be really bringing you down. They could be negative. And so when you consider your goals and what's important to you, and you set up some systems and you track the amount of time you think of things that bring you down, thoughts that upset you, or distractions that constantly annoy you, maybe your email inbox or text messages or traffic, you can think of ways to minimize your exposure to these different distractions and energy robbers, I'll call them, different activities or situations that steal your energy. So you can use Rescue Time is an app. It's a free app that you can use to track your time. That's one example. You could even just sit down. I like to sit down, as I've shared with you in previous episodes, every Sunday and just reflect over my week and think about, where did I spend my best time this week? What worked beautifully for me this week? And what did I do that was mindless, that wasn't moving me forward? And it's very eye-opening when I sit down and do this. And if I miss out on my week of reflection, I really get off course quickly. It's amazing how quickly I get off course. I think it's like working a muscle when you exercise. If you don't use it, you really lose it. So this helps me tremendously with my focus. So I encourage you to track your time, how you spend your time. Track it for a week or two. Just take note of it on a free app called Rescue Time. And don't be intimidated by some of these technologies, such as an app. Technology works for you. It supports you in some way. So See how this might work for you. And now let's guide you in today's meditation. It is for a Thursday as I record this. Every Thursday I share a chakra. Now, a chakra is simply a focus, some way you focus your mind. Many people refer to them as energy centers within your body that harbor your thoughts, your emotions. And so I just like to think of chakras as information, how you feel about things, your mood, your state. So in today's meditation, you'll be guided in a chakra meditation. Now, you always can do the meditation without doing the chakra. Just do the rest of the meditation and you will receive the same benefits. So settle yourself in and get ready to meditate. Sit up straight to keep yourself nice and alert. Close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly uplifted as they're closed. This will keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let it relax and hang out. Not sucking it in. Allow yourself to oxygenate your entire body as you meditate by relaxing your stomach and breathing fully, giving yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. Doesn't that feel so much better when you release your stomach? Relax your chest and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. You can feel that tingling. Relax your arms and your hands. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Soften your neck and relax your throat. Relax your jaw. Soften your face and your eyes as they're closed and just slightly elevated to the point between your eyebrows. It's often referred to as your spiritual eye. So not in a forced way, just keep them relaxed. And if it feels a little bit forced, just hold your eyes naturally. This is just a technique to help keep your thoughts uplifted, and you can ease into it as you become more accustomed to focusing your eyes gently upward. As with all the techniques I share, just allow yourself time to get used to them and it'll come together. Give yourself lots of gentle breaks and allow yourself to just go at your own pace. It took me years to put these steps all together for myself. So allow yourself to just go at your own pace, take what feels good, and just kind of let go of some of the other techniques or procedures I might share with you. Now, as you're sitting there, notice your breath. Your breath reveals to you the kind of state or mood you're in. Allow yourself to progress at your own rate as always. Calming naturally, just observing your breath, not judging it, not thinking, ooh, I better slow it down because this is a slowdown meditation. Just go with how you are feeling today, right this moment. As you're seated, just consider for a moment how you feel right now as you meditate. Go deeply with this. Notice how you're truly feeling. Do you feel a little bit of peace? Do you feel sleepy? Do you feel uplifted? Or refreshed or energized? Go into this meditation, taking note of how you feel. And if you have a journal, I recommend you keep one this week, or a notepad, and after the meditation, or even during it, write down the activity and how you feel. When you do the activity, how it feels, even when you think about it. And then just track your time this week, maybe for 1 or 2 weeks, using rescue time or even keeping a journal or notebook, noticing approximately how much time you spent doing particular activities and how you felt. This will give you a lot of awareness on how you're spending your life energy, day in and day out. You can see right away patterns if you do this for even a week, even a few days, and you become very aware of what's lifting you up and what is not supporting you so much anymore. And then bring to mind another activity that you do a lot, maybe your work, maybe things you have to do. You have to work or take care of your children or loved ones. Just notice how you feel when you really consider this role and how much time you spend doing it. Be honest without any guilt. Is it draining you? Is it taking your life energy? And it's okay if you feel off balance. How could you slow down and switch gears? How could you support yourself in the way you need it? So that the things you must do don't feel like such a chore. How could you include more fun, more carefree moments, more conversations with people who lift you up? And as you do this, going through your different roles and how you spend your time and how you feel in each role, feel yourself deeply rooted to the ground, connected your first chakra, as if you are a tree rooted in the ground, with roots extending beneath the ground, going out in all the different directions of your life. Noticing the deeply rooted roles you have, where you feel obligated to spend the most time, even if you don't really need to. Maybe it's not holding you or supporting you like it used to. Where are the more shallow roots that you'd like to develop more deeply to support you? Just as a tree will extend its roots to reach water sources, Where do you need to reach your sustenance, the sources that sustain you? Continue your meditation, tracking your emotions and how you spend your time, your life energy. As always, meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.